Share, if there are no Democrats to protect America, GOP will achieve the dream of white supremacy. By Hannah Blow on April 10, 2021. Left-wing pop superstar Cher believes Democrats are the only thing standing in the way of the GOP achieving what she says is the party's dream of white supremacy, contending they bring Jim Crow back despite the fact that Democrats historically introduced, supported, and championed Jim Crow laws in the U.S. Voter suppression, Cher began. Two words that define immoral Republican polls. They bring Jim Crow back, wrap themselves in the, and have gone to whites only apostrophe to black, ethnic, and poor Dems from voting, and winning. If there are no Dems to protect, GOP will achieve the dream they apostrophe V.E. 4. White supremacy, the strong enough singer told her 3.9 million Twitter followers. Cher later responded to a commenter who said the right to vote shouldn't come with barriers in a democracy, triggering the left-wing activist to declare in all caps, "This is not democracy!" It's GOP's mantra white is right, and only the right PPL should be allowed to vote. Why aren't Dems quaking in their boots about the Browning of? I'm excited. We are better together, she added. Nowhere in Cher's tweets did she mention the fact that the Democrat Party is solely responsible for pushing and enacting Jim Crow laws in the United States. The Democrat Party championed slavery and segregation, dating back to the country's founding through the Civil War era. All the while, Democrat Party figures stood hand in hand with the pro-slavery KKK and worked to usher in the era of Jim Crow. While history may be lost on modern-day woke leftists, Republicans, such as Representative Louie Gohmert, RTX, remember and have made a point to bring the facts to the forefront of political discussions. Last year, Gohmert introduced a privileged resolution to ban the Democrat Party for its roots of racism and ties to the Confederacy, a call which came as Democrats, ignoring their own history, began to demand historic statues to be taken down while calling for reparations in the name of equality. Gohmert provided a list of key instances of the Democrat Party supporting and promoting racist policies, as Breitbart News detailed. The Democratic Party platforms of 1840, 1844, 1848, 1852, and 1856 stated that all efforts of the abolitionists, or others, made to induce Congress to interfere with questions of slavery, are calculated to lead to the most alarming and dangerous consequences, and that all such efforts have an inevitable tendency to diminish the happiness of the people and endanger the stability and permanency of the Union, and ought not to be countenanced by any friend of our political institutions. The Democratic Party platform of 1856 declared that new states to the Union should be admitted with or without domestic slavery, as the state may elect. The Democratic Party platform of 1856 declared that we recognize the right of the people of all the territories to form a constitution, with or without domestic slavery. The Democratic Party platform of 1860, in seeking to uphold the Fugitive Slave Law of 1850 that required law enforcement officials to arrest any individual suspected of being a runaway slave, stated that the enactments of the state legislatures to defeat the faithful execution of the Fugitive Slave Law are hostile in character, subversive of the Constitution, and revolutionary in their effect. No Democrat in Congress supported the 14th Amendment, which gave full citizenship to freed slaves. It passed in 1868 with 94% Republican support and zero support from Democrats. No Democrat in Congress supported the 15th Amendment, which gave freed slaves the right to vote. It passed in 1870 with 100% Republican support and zero support from Democrats. Various state Democratic Party officials enacted policies to disenfranchise and systematically suppress the right of African Americans to vote. The resolution specifically cites the 1902 Constitution of the state of Virginia that disenfranchised about 90% of the African American voters at the time, forcibly reducing the number of eligible African American voters from about 147,000 in 1901 to about 10,000 by 1905. The resolution notes that this measure was supported almost exclusively by Virginia Democrats. The administration of President Woodrow Wilson, a Democrat, began a racial segregation policy for U.S. government employees and, by 1914, the Wilson administration's civil service instituted the requirement that a photograph be submitted with each employment application. When the Democratic Party held its national convention in 1924 in New York City at Madison Square Garden, the event was commonly referred to as the Klan Bake due to the influence of the Ku Klux Klan in the party. Senate Democrats held a 75-calendar-day filibuster against the passage of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Former Senator Robert Byrd, DWV, a known recruiter for the KKK, led the Democrats to oppose civil rights for African Americans. Democrats enacted and enforced Jim Crow laws and civil codes that forced segregation and restricted freedoms for African Americans. In June, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, ordered the removal of the portraits of four previous speakers of the House who served in the Confederacy, stating that these portraits set back our nation's work to confront and combat bigotry. However, Gohmert's resolution notes that the speakers that Pelosi removed, Robert M. T. Hunter, Howell Cobb, James L. Orr, and Charles F. Crisp, were all Democrats. Despite that, leftists, including Cher, have continued to ignore their own party's history while accusing Republicans of attempting to usher in the era of Jim Crow by pursuing basic election integrity measures in states across the country. Some of these voter suppression laws in Georgia and other Republican states smack of Jim Crow rearing its ugly head once again. It is 160 years since the 13, 14, and 15th Amendments abolished slavery, and Jim Crow still seems to be with us, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, said during a Senate Rules and Administration Committee hearing on S-1, or the For the People Act, last month. Notably, a majority of voters, including a majority of Black and Hispanic voters, support basic election integrity measures, such as voter ID.